Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on September 23 regarding Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N, Suarez, S-U-A-R-E-Z. Carmen Suarez is a 68-year-old woman who reports she injured her left leg at work in 2019. Apparently, she states she was lifting several totes that weighed more than 50 pounds. Apparently, as a result, she believes she injured her right shoulder and left knee, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a complex tear with a meniscus treated surgically. Apparently, she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per her first claim petition, Ms. Suarez alleges an occupational claim from 2005 to the present. She asserted constant standing, bending, carrying, and walking caused permanent injury to her left knee. Period. She also filed another claim petition alleging on 4/20/20 she was lifting a plastic bin and injured her right shoulder and right hand. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show she was seen at Concentra on 6/9/20, complaining of right shoulder pain at a 10/10 level. Apparently, she asserted this occurred on 4/2/20. Apparently, she was lifting a tote and injured her shoulder. Apparently, she still had pain, but no numbness or tingling. Apparently, she was diagnosed with a sprain of the shoulder and prescribed anti-inflammatory medication. She is referred to physical therapy also. Period. She followed up over the next few weeks but remains symptomatic. Period. MRI of the right shoulder was done on 6/29/20 to be inserted here. Period. She was seen orthopedically at Concentra by Dr. Bechler, B-E-C-H-L-E-R, on 7/13/20 when they discussed treatment options. Period. On 8/28/20, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Ms. Suarez followed up post-operatively in conjunction with physical therapy. Period. She participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 6/4/21. Period. It determined she performed it with consistent effort and demonstrated appropriate pain behaviors. Period. She was deemed capable of working in the sedentary physical demand category. Period. Her final visit at Concentra was on 6/21/21 when she had excellent range of motion and strength, although this elicited some discomfort. Period. He concurred with the FCE and placed her on permanent restrictions within its parameters. Period. New paragraph. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed bilateral carpal tunnel release scars that she staked with some surgery before her employment at the insured. But she also had a 2.5-inch long scar on the left distal volar forearm that she attributed to an old injury. Period. There was a healed 1.5-inch scar anteriorly at the right shoulder consistent with that surgery. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Active right shoulder abduction was 115 degrees. Inflection to 165 degrees with tenderness. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full and all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Period. She was tender to palpation posteriorly about the right shoulder and anteriorly at the right clavicle, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuver was normal, extremities lower, Inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Patient demonstrated guarded range of motion about the left knee. Paired motion of the right knee, both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Paired manual muscle testing was volitionally limited to 3+ for left hamstring strength and 4- for quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Knee maneuver, she had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Spine cervical. She performed active range of motion in a non-reproducible fashion. Pit flexion was to approximately 15 degrees, comma, extension 10 degrees, comma, rotation right 50 degrees and left 45 degrees, with left side bending 35 degrees. Paired right side bending was full to 45 degrees. Paired, she complained of tenderness, not all range of motion in this region. Paired, she was tender with the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Thoracic, normal lumbosacral. She ambulated with an intalgic gait on the left, but did not use a handheld assisted device. Paired, she was able to walk on her heels with intalgia on the left, but could not stand or walk on her toes. Paired, she changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Paired, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but axial flexed to 60 degrees. Paired, extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Paired, there was non-localizing tenderness, palpation in this region in the absence of spasm. Paired, impressions. Carmen Suarez has alleged acute and occupational injuries to her employment at the insured. Paired, the occupational injury pertains to her left knee. Paired, interesting, when she was seen at Concentra on 6/9/20, the doctor noted a prior history of knee surgery. Paired, she prescribed medications. Paired, treatment primarily was to the right shoulder. Paired, she did allege a specific traumatic injury involving her right shoulder on 4/20/20. Paired, she had an MRI and surgery, both to be inserted here. Paired, she had therapy postoperatively, leading to an FCE, as noted above, and please insert that here. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be varying range of motion about the right shoulder. Paired, this belied the full range of motion detected by Dr. Betchler upon discharge. Paired, provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. Paired, she had guarded range of motion about the left knee and a positive McMurray's maneuver. Paired, she had variable mobility about the cervical spine. Paired, there was non-localizing tenderness, palpation about the thoracic and lumbar regions. Paired, new paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Paired, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right hand. Paired, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the left knee / leg as a result of the occupational claim. Paired, I would appreciate the opportunity to review her pertinent treatment records for the knee, including her operative report. Paired, at that time, I would be in a better position to offer an impairment rating regardless of cause. Paired, end.